Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer and Bubble Boy in the studio.
It's nice to be here today. Thank you for having us.
Okay. That's I don't know what to think about that, Bill. Why are you acting like that for?
Yes, thank you, Greg.
Okay, Bubble Boy. You get your typical delivery, but what's that all about, Bill? What are you doing?
I don't know what you're saying. I've expended all of my energy on the floor of DEMA.
You did.
I'm still tired.
Yes, well, that's understandable, because Bill played the role of Scuba Steve Harvey.
I became Scuba Steve Harvey.
You did, absolutely. You had the purple suit.
But okay.
It was what?
They're pictures. It's blue.
It's blue? I thought it was purple.
You should stop taking Viagra before you go on the floor.
Well, okay.
Of DEMA. Before you crack open a microphone, you don't need to have Viagra every single day.
All right. Well, it was...
It's blue. It's bright blue. You can
very
go and
flamboyant.
See the pictures.
Yeah.
There are pictures all over the place. A great picture. It is a bright blue suit.
Okay. But you're
not
playing the role of Scuba Steve Harvey.
Host of...
Divers Family Feud.
Divers Family... Scuba Family Feud. Scuba Radio Family Feud. It was... Yes. It was exciting.
Okay.
It was good. It was great.
It was fun. We had some
glitches. Some crack technical advisors that were on there. No, well, or wait a second. Some technical advisors who may have been on crack.
Yep.
That was there. Eric
was
Douglas
pretty...
was there one day.
Yeah,
Jerry
yeah.
the Diver guy was there one day. Did you ever get to run the technical advisory portion of that show?
No, Bill, I did not.
No.
You did not.
It really would have been good if you
clear
had.
Of that.
It would have been good if you had, though.
Right,
it would have
yeah.
been good if you were there, Jimmy.
If Bubble Boy would have got on the controls.
Thanks for all of your help, Jimmy.
Things might have went a little smoother.
I was left with those people. Do you hear who I'm talking about here?
Hey, I was trapped on the interstate with CJ.
That's nice.
Well, you know, it
That's
came
a good
off,
show. It was fun.
Anyway, despite some of the technical glitches, everybody did seem to enjoy it. However, there was some issues about you disrobing. Now, we mentioned this earlier or last week on the show, Bill. You weren't on with
There's
with
an
it.
Issue with that?
Well, I mean, there were some comments that we got after DEMA that
yes.
wanted to know what was the story with Bill taking his clothes off halfway through Divers Family Feud each day at the DEMA show. And
well, I had goals. I had objectives. I had things I wanted to do, and I had a limited amount of time to do them. And I knew that if I was going to get into the Be a Diver pool that was set up there all week at DEMA,
right.
that I'd need to rush right from doing Diver Family Feud, and I would have to rush right down there to get into the pool.
Okay, so I was talking to Big Wave Dave last week on the show about just that.
Yes.
And he had no idea what the hell I was talking about. I said, what is going on? And Bill took his clothes off and stripped down to a bathing suit each morning and said he was going to go take a dip in the Be a Diver pool. I said, did you work some deal out with him in advance?
Nothing, no.
Yeah, he didn't know anything about this.
I know that.
But he said that, Bill kept calling me every single day, going, wanting to know where I was and could I meet him at the Be a Diver pool. And he didn't know what the hell you wanted.
Well, here's the thing. I see the Be a Diver pool. I see people in the water. I assume... This is just silly of me, of course.
Obviously, is what we're
we
learning.
We put people in the water.
Yeah. You would think that's
otherwise
what...
it's just a giant tank of water. And it
no,
was a giant
minute.
Tank of water with like a robot camera in it. But, I mean, it was, other than that, just a giant tank of water.
Well, at the DEMA show, it's a little different because it's a trade-only event. Now, the Via Diver Pool
travels. But you still want to show it in operation. You want to see people in the water enjoying themselves, getting to get their hands onto some gear. You want to show it, man.
Well, the vendors at the show use the Via Diver Pool to showcase some of their wares to the dive centers that are perusing the hallways. And like you said, you saw underwater... What, a camera system or something?
It's an underwater camera system. Yeah, it's a tethered one.
Yeah, okay. One of those ROVs.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
But, they'll showcase some stuff like that.
It was
but they
in
don't
some
do...
way completely different from any other remote-operated vehicle underwater, and I don't entirely know how because I believe that they were Japanese. And I don't really speak Japanese.
Yeah, well, they could have been from China.
They could have been from China, too.
They're from all over the world.
Yes.
That go to the DEMA show.
Right.
But the point is, it is used, differently at the DEMA show than it is all across the country when the Via Diver Pool
I understand. I mean, I understand it wasn't the Florida County Fair. But
once again, you wanted to get in the pool to do what? Just go swim or dive? Or what did you want to do at the Via Diver Pool?
This is the thing. Which
did you want to test whether you had that blue chemical that triggered as soon as you urinated or what?
This is exactly what I want. Hmm. You know I've been a part of this show since 1998.
Yeah, one of those, yeah. '97. Yeah.
You may be counting the time you hired me, not the time that Diver Dick fired me right
true.
After.
Yeah, okay, good point. Yeah. You came on about a year later, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. True. He hired me, and Diver Dick hired somebody else. So Greg hired me, Diver Dick hired somebody else for the exact same job. Guess who won?
Don't feel bad, Bill. I was fired by Diver Dick, too.
Actually, Bill, technically you lost. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I won. Anyway, I won for a little while. Then I ended up working in radio again. All right, but I don't get to dive as often as I'd like. I just don't. So if there was an opportunity for me to get wet, I wanted to take it. And if it meant that I had to take my clothes off in front of a couple of hundred people before the start of DEMA, well, so be it.
I wish you would have kind of let me know that was going to happen, so I
would
could
you
prepare.
Have said yes?
I would have put on a blindfold.
Great,
is what I would have done.
Please tell me who was wearing board shorts.
Much more. He was wearing Scuba Radio bathing trunks. Yeah,
yeah. I had Scuba Radio bathing trunks and a Scuba Radio shirt. I became an advertisement for the program that I was on.
However, you were wearing the white ones, which are kind of see through once they get wet.
Well, here's the good news. I didn't get wet.
Then why were you all damp?
Well, it was hot.
Okay, exactly.
Oh, boy.
All right. Hey, via the web, we have Eric Douglas, our author friend, on via the web. Also,
and an excellent technical advisor with something of a flourish.
Yes.
A knack for flourish.
Eric, how are you, my friend? Welcome.
I'm doing great, Greg. And Bill, I was hoping you recalled my flourish working your computer.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. We also have...
No, seriously, all he needed to do was just press a button, just press down with a finger, but invariably, when it came time, because we built some suspense, he's there, his hands flying around all willy-nilly. Ta-da!
Yeah, well, you got to sell it. It's all about the performance, right, Eric? I'm with you.
I was there to support
it.
Bill in all of his glory.
Yeah, you really didn't
He
have
did
to
a great job, actually. He did a fantastic job.
The best thing you could have done in that case was hold up like a blanket or something. But Jerry the Diver Guy is with us via the web as well. Jerry, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
What's going on?
We got some
Jerry
big news.
Jerry was also a fine technical assistant.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I was until I seen your strip tease there.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna shake anyone. You know, really, you don't. Don't count that against yourself.
Yeah.
That is going to shake anyone's foundation.
We're going to take up a contribution and buy you some more shorts, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Before we do that, let's go and help somebody who really needs the money. I don't know if you saw Weiland at the show. Weiland has no pairs of pants that fit.
What are you talking about? What, he was wearing his baggy pants?
He was wearing his damn baggy pants.
That's what's in style in the 90s. Anyway, no, I kid. He's going for the shaggy look. I don't know.
I don't know what he was going for, but he needs some pants that fit him.
They cost,
he's a grown
his
man.
Pants are worth more than our entire studio. So,
Greg, I just want to thank you for not having a
speedo. He has to have movement
speedo.
For all those great masterpieces that he paints.
Well, that's true. Yeah. They're painter pants. That's what it is.
They were not painter pants.
I'm guessing they were.
Style painter pants.
Maybe. Now, Jerry the Diver Guy has some huge news to share with the world today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say what it is just yet, but we got a very special announcement. Hopefully, he doesn't know that I'm even going to say this right now, but and maybe I'm not allowed to, but we're going to talk about it regardless here coming up on the big show. And we'll get to that in just
a
bit.
Here's a gigantic announcement, which we may or may not be authorized to make.
True. Wouldn't be the first time we said stuff we weren't supposed to. But also, we have Pete from Scuba Board, who's on via the web as well. Pete, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Que pasa,
my friend. Now, he has someone.
How's everybody?
He's actually been doing some dive instruction this morning with somebody from the Aquarius Project.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to her a little bit later on this hour. So,
if I mentioned how many times I went to the Be a Diver pool and didn't dive in, let me tell you how many more times I went to the Scuba Board booth and didn't see Pete.
Well, he doesn't live in the booth. He's wandering. He's networking.
He never was there.
He was in the pool swimming where you wanted to be.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Oh, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We twisted up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. We already are planning our, you know, our events for 2016, and Bub's going on the road with us once again. And as Bubble Boy pointed out last week, you have a new nickname for Pup?
Yeah.
You know, we call him the Scuba Cowboy, and his first name is Pup, P-U-P.
Oh. Oh, that's what you were saying. I thought, the whole time, I thought you were saying Plop the Scuba Cowboy.
No, we weren't saying that. And, yeah. Yeah, but I kind of like the ring. It does kind of have a ring to it. Or was that you hitting the bell there, Bill?
That was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That, okay. Yeah, I can understand why you were confused, though.
Yeah, yeah. We got a bunch of characters on this show, I must say. You agree, Bill?
I think that is a understatement of an almost biblical proportion.
Yes. And, you know, we're always finding more and more colorful folks. You know, we got Eric Douglas on, who's written a book called Lionfish.
Oh, yeah, he's written the one.
And maybe
he's got like
others.
75 books.
75,
in fact,
least.
In fact, it was just news. I just saw news on, I think, Facebook that, or
you
maybe on
news?
An email, that the Withrow Key series is now available in a number of different formats. Is that correct, Eric? Did I get that right?
You got that exactly correct, Bill. It's now available in Nook. It's available in iBook. You can read it on any e-reader now. It used to be just exclusively on Kindle, but any e-reader format you like, you can find the Withrow Key series.
Well, there you go. And you can go to booksbyeric.com to get more information on all those.
And Lionfish is the most recent one in the Withrow Key series.
Yep.
And it might have some people that you recognize.
Actually, the...
Any big, scary-looking ones with tattoos?
One or two.
Okay, interesting.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, there you have to look in... go to booksbyeric.com and see for yourself what's going on with that. Now, Pete from Scuba Board is also with us via the web, and he's been doing some dive instruction down there in the Florida Keys. We're going to talk to a friend of his in just a bit, but I got to go to Jerry, the diver guy, first, because I'm not sure we're allowed to talk about this, but... I'm going to talk about it anyway. And Jerry, I hope you're okay with this, because this is kind of big news, isn't it? I mean,
port to it.
Yeah. What's that? What'd you say?
Pour it to it. I don't care. Let's talk.
Pour it to it.
Pour it to it. Okay. All right. That's a reference to spring water there in the mountains of Virginia, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, Jerry is putting together a video. When we're talking about the colorful characters we have here on Scuba Radio. Jerry has definitely evolved into one of those. And he is in the process of submitting an audition tape for the TV show.
Don't tell me.
What?
Oh, I think you just told me. I was going to guess Hell's Kitchen.
Well, I think he'll take whatever show will hire him. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. But the main video submission will be for the TV show Survivor. And I think Jerry the Diver Guy would be ideal for that TV show. I really do. Matter of fact, if you go back and listen to the TV theme from Survivor, if you know, you ever hear those, like, the singers in the background? Listen real close, because I was going back when he told me about this. And if you listen real close, yeah, they're singing. They kind of have some kind of weird group. And yeah, it's coming into focus. I'm hearing it.
You need Jerry on Survivor. He's our favorite scuba diver and the guy that you should hire. You need Jerry on Survivor.
Get him on Survivor now.
Yeah, see?
It's there.
I'm telling you.
That's there. That's 100%
there. You might have to take it off the record and flip it over and play it backwards or something to have it come out a little clearer.
How old are you?
It brings subliminal to a whole new level.
Yes. True. Yeah, true indeed. So anyway, Jerry, he's putting together a video to submit to the, you know, Jeff Probst and the folks at Survivor. If they wanted their ratings to go through the roof, Jerry the Diver Guy would be the perfect character on that show. You would clean up, Jerry.
Now, Jerry, you're a fan of the show. You've seen the show often. I'm sure you've imagined yourself on the show. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
How much time would you need to have actually distilled alcohol on Survivor? Is that 2 days, 3 days? How long will you take to actually have made alcohol?
Well, they have 39 days.
I understand they've got 39 days.
It doesn't take that long.
But here's the thing. The quicker you do it, the better you're going to be able to do than everybody else when it comes to the challenges.
Well, not just that. The stronger his alliance.
There it is. I'm just saying.
He's got a secret weapon.
The sooner, the better. How much time is it going to take you?
Well, we need at least a week of fermentation, providing we can get yeast and sugar.
Okay. Can you smuggle any of that in? Or maybe is there a chance that one of the women will have brought their own yeast?
Oh, God, Bill. Jeez. Really? All right. So look. Yeah, you know, the thing is,
bad taste in your mouth.
You're allowed to bring one, I think, one item from home or something, aren't you? Or am I getting mixed up with Naked and Afraid? I don't know.
You're forgetting everything.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks for not applying to that one.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's more of a build a producer kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, actually,
everyone would be very afraid.
Yes.
But those white legs on Bill, I mean, oh.
What were you doing looking at his legs for?
This is the thing. The thing.
Well, you couldn't avoid that.
They were blinding, true.
How could you avoid it?
Yeah, good point.
When
it's like a Nova in front of you. How do you ignore the Nova, okay?
When I go on Naked and Afraid, we won't have to make a fire every night. Yeah. Just have me stand out there.
Well, I'll tell
just
you.
Like I got Florida sunshine on them legs.
Look, I watch all these reality TV shows, and that's why I talk about it quite a bit on the show. And any publicity for diving is good, especially when it comes on to big shows like that. That's why our friend Megan Heaney-Greer did Treasure Quest, Snake Island, and we had her on quite a bit and all that kind of stuff. I think it's great exposure for diving. Now, on Survivor, they always send the people out to some remote island out in the Pacific or someplace, and it always blows my mind how they very seldom have anybody who has any clue on how to snorkel and free dive right there for fish and God knows what. Every once in a while they'll get someone, but Jerry could come in there and could literally clean up with the skill of scuba diving on Survivor. Are you with me, Jerry? Is that what you're thinking?
So, Jerry, I know 100%. You won't be able to talk to us about it once you get cast, and I know that, but this is the advice I want to give you right now. When you get cast, and we know you will.
Yeah, of course.
First week, fish. At least 4 days, you've got to come back with fish. You've got to be ready for that. That's got to be your goal. But while that's happening, we're fermenting. Because after week one,
fermenting
your work
fish guts
is done, and all you're doing is
getting everybody liquored up,
using the spring water to your advantage.
They'll all be your buddy. They'll never want to vote you off the island because, hey, he's our bartender.
Don't let them know where you keep it. Don't let them know where you keep it, Rusty.
We got a plan. Oh, geez. All right, what have we created? I think
we've created a winner.
Yes, I think we have. Yes, indeedy.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Last week, you know, I mentioned that our friends from Polar Pro were featured on Shark Tank, and they were going to be way too busy to talk to us on the show last week, even though they had promised to come on, and I was correct. They were too hungover to make showtime, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So this week, we are going to connect with our friends from Polar Pro Filters in Hour 2. That's coming up. Also, Pete from Scuba Board has been doing some dive instruction down there in the Florida Keys. Now, she is the director of the Aquarius Project down there in Key Largo. Is that the deal there, Peter?
I sent you everything, and you still didn't read it right.
Well, no, well, you can. I mean, I was going to say, I think
The Age of Aquarius is a group that is a student group that is designed to support and to help fund the Aquarius Project.
Okay.
That's what she is vice president and co-founder of.
Well, I was going to call her Grand Poobah, and I think that would have been more impressive, and she would have appreciated that, and you just, like, demoted
Probably
her.
Cute Poobah would be better.
Okay, maybe that's true, too. We'll come up with something that sounds good. But we're going to talk to her, and she actually, is she certified now or still going through the process of becoming certified diver?
She finished pool today.
She finished pool.
She's done academics. She's done pool. Now we got to get her and have her show off in the open
okay,
water.
Wait, let me do a peek. She's the Grand Poobah. Get it?
There you go.
I learned from Pete. He's the master of the pun.
Pete is actually fantastic at puns. There's really no sense in getting
really
into that
good
business. No, it wasn't.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I tried. poor attempt. But there you go. So we're going to talk to her and see how she's doing and what she thinks as having, you know, Pete as her dive instructor. I don't know if we've ever done this on the show before to basically evaluate Pete's teaching, you know, scuba skills on the air on Scuba Radio before. So this could be a new thing. We might find out he really sucks at this.
We probably won't.
What? I think she's having a lot of fun, and that's the important thing.
Okay, as long as she's having fun. That's what he's hoping she'll say. So
we'll find out about that. We'll find out a little bit more about the Aquarius project as well coming up.
Yes, right after a Divers Alert Network safety tip. That's next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box has proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's new with you, Nick?
Hey, I'm off to do some diving, Greg.
No kidding. Where are you headed?
To the coast. I hear there's some good diving in Florida.
You have to try hard to avoid it. You're going off the coast?
Yep. I booked my charter and I'm all set.
You like diving off a boat?
Find me a diver who doesn't. I mean, there are a ton of diving opportunities to be had off a boat. Between charter operations, private boats, kayaks, liveaboards.
I'm partial to liveaboards myself. There's nothing quite like having access to virtually any site, anywhere.
That's the appeal of boat diving.
Sounds like a good topic for a safety tip.
You're on to me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely a few key things to think about, especially if you're heading out on a charter boat.
Such as?
Well, for starters, consider the gear that you'll need ahead of time. For the most part, you'll be expected to provide your own. And sometimes a charter operation will provide tanks and weights, and sometimes not.
So be sure to check with them before you book your spot.
Yeah, ask what will be provided and what won't, and plan accordingly. If you need to rent gear, be sure to let the operation know what you'll need, and be sure to arrive a little early to ensure that you'll have time to try it on and familiarize yourself with it before the boat leaves.
How about emergency equipment?
Every boat should already be equipped with first aid kits, emergency oxygen units, life jackets, and all that good stuff. Anything like surface signaling devices or personal equipment will be up to you.
Let's hit on some etiquette points. It's amazing how quickly a lack of thought can ruin a day on a boat.
You're right. Although most of the etiquette to observe on a dive boat is common sense, it's highly unlikely you'll be the only diver on the boat. So rule number one is to be considerate of others.
Like, keep your gear in your own spot?
You said it. Messy divers get on everyone's nerves. It's always better if everyone just assembles their gear when they're invited on board and then stows the remainder neatly away, either under a bench or in a designated area or locker.
There's a safety element too, isn't there?
Sure. The less stuff that's strewn about, the less chance there is that anyone else will be tripping over it.
How about following procedure?
That's just good manners. Boat crews tend to be very good at what they do, and the procedures they set down are the result of experience and knowing what works best on their vessel. So listen to them. It's not just a matter of being polite, it's a way to increase your safety factor as well.
You know, when it comes right down to it, we're all just guests on the boat.
That's a great way to look at it.
You mentioned listening to the boat crew. Dive briefings are a big part of that, right?
Yep. There are generally two briefings before the first dive. One on boat procedures.
Like entering, exiting the water, diver tracking systems, using the head, what to do if you're seasick.
Can you listen to that part especially close, don't you, Greg?
You know, I've fed the fishes a time or two, yeah.
We all have, but you're right. That's exactly what the first briefing will cover. The second usually takes place when you arrive at the site. The pre-dive briefing will generally include information on what to expect on the site, dive profiles to follow, hazards to avoid, and any other information that's important for you to know. Listen to it. The briefing will likely cover important information on navigation, visibility, marine life, and recommendations on how to get the most out of your dive.
Not to mention completing the dive safely.
Well, that too.
You know, that leads to a pet peeve of mine. Part of that dive briefing will include maximum dive profiles. Don't mess up everyone's day by ignoring them and screwing up the schedule.
That's a great point. When you're choosing your charter, make sure the other divers on board will be doing the same kind of diving you are. If you want to do technical diving with decompression involved, make sure that's clear when you book the charter so you find yourself on an appropriate boat with similar divers. Even on the strictly recreational side, don't think the maximum depths and times don't apply to you. They do. It's not fair to hold up everyone else on a boat just because you think it's okay to ignore the profile set by the crew, because it's not. Don't hold up the boat or get yourself in trouble by thinking the briefing and the rules are for everyone else but you.
Thank you. Okay, so now that we're fully briefed, what about getting in and out of the water?
Again, follow the briefing as outlined by the crew. They'll tell you when to suit up, when to put on your fins, where to rinse your mask, how to approach the exit point, and all that good stuff.
I find most of them have a check-out, check-in system too. You know, so they know who's in the water and who's back from the dive.
I sure hope so. But regardless of what system is in place, it's a good idea to let someone know when you leave and return so they know where you are.
I've got one, though it's kind of a etiquette safety combo. For crying out loud, when you get in the water, move away from the entry point so I can get in.
Good point. Although please be sure to do your part and make sure that the entry point's clear before you go.
Look before you leap.
Right. And along that line, when you return from your dive, be sure not to linger at the re-entry point of the boat. It's likely that another diver is coming up behind you, so clear the space so that they can rejoin the boat too.
So we can do our surface interval.
Yep, it's all part of the day. It's unlikely you'll do only one dive a day on a boat, so you'll have some time between dives. Use the downtime to drink plenty of water and stay hydrated. Reapply that sunscreen, and just relax and enjoy the day.
And for those of us who have felt queasy from time to time...
I know you've had some experience with this. Care to share what you've learned?
I've learned there's no shame in getting seasick. Yes, it hits some more than others, but it can hit anyone at any time. So just try to make it over the side, and if you need help, ask the crew. They've seen it all before.
Well done.
Dive boats are an extraordinary and varied way to reach a dive site. The differences between them may be subtle, but distinct. One thing they all have in common, a dive crew with experience. So be sure to use that experience and listen to what they have to say. They are as big a contribution to your safety as any other factor. So listen carefully and follow the rules. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and Pete from Scuba Board is on via the web with us, and he is also a dive instructor down there in the Florida Keys. And we have his latest student on the phone to kind of evaluate his dive instructional skills. Salome is her name. And Salome, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing fantastic.
All right. So Pete from Scuba Board just told us you completed your pool work this week with him as your dive instructor. So I'm going to give you the floor right out of the box to just throw him under the bus or throw him into the water, however you want to do it. And evaluate his dive instructional skills. What would you say about Pete from Scuba Board when it comes to teaching scuba diving?
I think that, and I think that anybody will agree, and even himself will agree, when I say that his teaching style is completely different from other scuba instructor styles in the area.
Ah.
He is incredibly, incredible, individualistic.
All right.
So everybody learns in a different way.
Okay, so wait. Somebody, that's a politically correct way to say he kind of sucks, doesn't it? Pete, what do you got to say to that? Wow.
I have to say she's right.
Yeah.
I don't teach like everybody else.
He's quote-unquote different in his style of teaching. I love it. Yeah. All right. Well, no, we kid because we're all family here. So it's kind of like, you know, and I know Pete well enough. My guess is he's very helpful and explains everything and a little bit more animated along those lines. Is that a fair analysis there, Salome?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I think my favorite part is just the fact that if I'm doing something completely weird or out of the ordinary, he'll kind of shape the class to what he thinks my specific need is.
Uh-huh. So, Pete, what specific need did she need in this case? Did she need some special?
She was a whirling dervish in the water.
A whirling dervish, kind of like a.
Yeah, she. It was kind of fun. It was like watching someone having a spaz attack in the water when she first got in.
Really?
By the time she got out today, however, she's completely different. Probably the biggest difference in the way I teach, Greg, is that trim and buoyancy come first, not last. Her first session almost did no skills except just getting her comfortable swimming.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's a good thing. Bubble Boy, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, Greg, make sure you tell Salome that it is okay to wear a bathing suit underneath your wetsuit, regardless of what Pete says.
Well, you know, I don't know what that is all about, but...
Oh, wait, no, that was you and Kelly the presenter.
Yeah, that was me. Right. Yeah, see,
And actually... What's a wetsuit, right, Salome? We haven't worn any wetsuits. Just swimsuits down here in the Keys.
That's right. It's bathwater, right? Bathwater diving, what you're experiencing. Now, are you from the Florida Keys, Salome, or are you just down there doing this with Pete right now and working with the folks at the Aquarius Project?
Well, I'm from Miami, so I'm only about an hour and a half up north, but it's warm. The entire coast is nice and warm, so no wetsuits are really needed for now.
Got it. So you are what we consider in the diving world a warm water wuss. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That would be accurate.
All right, that's accurate. Good. That's good. So we got her dive instruction stuff a little bit out of the way. We're going to talk about some of the things she's doing with the Aquarius Project, what it is, what it means for you, next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Looking for the perfect present this year? Give the gift of diving. PADI is the Professional Association of Diving Instructors. And a PADI e-learning gift pass is a unique way to surprise those in your life. From honeymooners to hobby seekers, young explorers to your friends who have it all. Or consider a gift pass to help family and friends get certified for upcoming trips or celebrate important milestones. Give them the gift of a lifetime. Get them their PADI. To explore your gift pass options, visit PADI.com/gift pass.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey guys, this is Wyland, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Dive in.
And welcome back. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thank you, Wyland. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the phone, we have Salome from Miami. Now, she is the co-founder and vice president of the Age of Aquarius Advocacy Group. Yeah, see, I got that much. Supporting the Aquarius Sea Base Research and Key Largo. Now, she's also the student of scuba boards, you know, net doc. Pete, our buddy, is on the show quite a bit and is connected via the web as well. But the Aquarius Project, now, you don't actually work at the, you know, at the sea base there all the time, but you're helping to fund the research or something? Is that what's going on, Salome, or what?
So I work as an education and outreach intern for Aquarius Reef Base at the shore base in Key Largo.
Okay.
Most of my work is not done in Key Largo, though. Most of my work is done abroad around the U.S., but specifically in Miami and in South Florida.
Got it. So you're helping them line up, you know, more help and internship where people can go down there and learn about what the, you know, what kind of research and stuff they're doing down there at the sea base, right?
Greg, she just got back from Washington, D.C., too. So, I mean, they fly her all over the place.
Now, who's they? Who flies you? They, just because you're the person they want to have represent this thing, or what, Salome?
Florida, FIU and the Climate Reality Project, the National Environmental Organization, flew me out to do a speech on environmental social responsibility in front of the vice president and the managers of the EPA.
Wow. So you're hanging with Mr. Biden, the whole crew up there, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I was able to talk about the Aquarius program and kind of put some pressure on the federal government to increase their funding for oceanic exploration. So that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that's been a problem with that sea base down there in Key Largo. It's a state-of-the-art facility, but they've had funding problems over the last few years until FIU took control of it. Am I right?
It's so heartbreaking. It's the only underwater research laboratory in the entire world. Mm. Nowhere else ever can a scientist live underwater and explore our coral reefs and kind of see what's going on. And the fact that nobody knows about it, and not even the federal government is trying to fund it, is really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So what Age of Aquarius does, we attack it on three separate fronts. So our first front is education. So we take students from all ages, ages 6 through really a little over 30, and we take them to Key Largo from all different types of minority groups, from lower-income families, and we teach them about the research that's going on. We've had over 150 students from South Florida all go on field trips down there. We also do community service. So we help with anything that Aquarius may need, events, fundraising, advocacy, anything that we can do in order to help them, that's where our community service goes. And then the last is organizing volunteers. So alongside Pete, we have a scuba certification program where anybody at all, not only an FIU student, but anybody in the South Florida community can reach out to us, be a member of Age of Aquarius, get scuba certified, and volunteer. Whether it be with Aquarius Reef Base or with other Florida Key organizations like the Coral Restoration Foundation. Mm-hmm. And we organize different kind of activities where people can go and dive into the water and really immerse themselves in the environment and get involved.
Absolutely. And what's so cool about the Aquarius Project overall, I mean, it's like only, I don't think there's anything like this in the entire world. Am I right? It's very unique.
Yeah. Place in the world.
Yeah, underwater habitat where they can do all this research and literally stay underwater for extended periods of time and do research that you really just don't have that capability anywhere else. But funding a project like this has been very difficult, and so the work you guys are doing is quite impressive, and I applaud you for it. Now, Pete, I know you're down there right next to it. Are you going over there and working with those folks as well, and that's how you met Salome and said, hey, you're not a diver, I'll get you certified? What happened?
I certified her very best friend who's also part of this. I was also part of the Aquarius Project. Uh-huh. So she's like, you got to go see Pete and get certified because you got to get neutral with it.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. And I'm surprised that wasn't a prerequisite for how you got involved. But you just liked what they were doing, and you're kind of catching up with the rest of the class getting certified now, I guess. Is that the case, Salome, or what?
Yeah, and it's really great because especially in Miami, even though we live an hour away from the Keys, people are really disconnected from the oceans. So the majority of our club and the majority of our members are not scuba certified, which is why Pete and my best friend, which is the president, and I decided that we need a scuba certification program because people love the ocean, they want to be involved, they want to help, and now Pete and Age of Aquarius are making it a reality.
Got it. And Pete, you were going to say something, I think, weren't you? What were you going to throw
in there? Actually, it's like, I think there's out of a group of nine who are the board of directors, only two are certified. Salome will be the third, and we're planning to get the other five certified right after the first year.
Very good. So once you get all, you know, nine, ten of them certified, then do you break out like a Broadway show, Age of the Aquarius, or all that kind of stuff, or what?
Our goal.
I wear the tie dye shirt tomorrow.
I would guess that's his typical MO when it comes to dive, you know, attire. Yeah.
Our goal would be to get all of our members certified and get scientific diving certifications so that we can actually go into Aquarius and volunteer with research. As well with the Coral Restoration Foundation and volunteer in the nurseries planting coral.
That is excellent. Great work. You know, we'll get Pete and get all the URLs that you can get to and find out more information about this in hour two. Plus, we're going to be talking to our friends from Polar Pro Filters who were featured on Shark Tank last Saturday. So that's all coming up in hour two. Salome, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started right here on the world. World's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.